Now, the speed of the vaccine rollout in the UK has been a big boost for Boris Johnson and his government. But yesterday, the NHS warned of delays to vaccinating people under 50 due to a shortfall in supplies, while the EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, as we've been hearing, has been warning about a possible ban on exporting vaccines from the EU unless they start to flow into the bloc from the UK. John Rentoul is Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent, and he has more. First of all, John, do we know what's going on with this NHS announcement on the vaccine slowdown there in the UK?
Good morning. Yeah. Well, we only know what the NHS letter that was published last night says, which is that there is going to be a significant reduction in the number of vaccines through April. I mean, there's going to be a huge boost to the number of vaccines for the rest of March, which means that we will be able to give the first doses to all the over 50s by the 15th of April. That was the target. I mean, the government is now reaping the benefit of having set some fairly relaxed targets for the vaccine rollout, because they knew that the supply wouldn't be even, and so they quite sensibly didn't set targets that would make them look as if they were failing.
Do we know whether this is a consequence of the policy of not holding back second doses, or is it a problem with the supply of AstraZeneca, the production of it?
No, it appears to be a supply problem, although AstraZeneca, the company, did issue a statement saying that there was no change to their supply schedule, but there does seem to have been some communications mix up there. I mean, there's the suggestions in some of the papers this morning that AstraZeneca were expecting a large consignment of vaccines from India, and that hasn't happened. But generally, I think the rollout is going very well.
And that's, if you like, what's happening in terms of the vaccines themselves. But besides that, we have this diplomatic spat going on between Ursula von der Leyen and Dominic Raab yesterday over vaccine exports. And how do you read those developments?
Well, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, everybody says how terrible vaccine nationalism is. But I mean, it looks as if Ursula von der Leyen is the one who's actually engaging in vaccine nationalism. I mean, threatening to block exports of vaccines that the British have ordered from the EU doesn't sound like a good way to take the moral high ground. I mean, I think the EU is in real trouble. I mean, it's not really for me to comment on the EU's problems, but I mean, there does seem to be an inconsistency between a lot of countries in the EU saying suspending the AstraZeneca vaccine and then complaining that they can't get enough of it.
And we'll have more on both of those questions in our second hour. For the moment, John Rentoul of the London Independent, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland.